Many of the 53,000 students in the San Francisco Unified School District are on track for college, and higher education is often seen as a step up the economic ladder. But these days, it might not look like such a good investment. College tuition has risen 30 to 40% since 2000. Student loan debt is growing at an alarming rate. It's up to $1 trillion nationwide, according to a recent study. And unemployment for recent grads is still very high. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart recently covered the crisis with a segment called Stay Out of School. And it featured, believe it or not, KALW program host Marty Nemko speaking with reporter Asif Manvi.
What advice would you give to a teenager who's thinking about going to college right now?
Think three times. Give equal value to apprenticeships, to taking a break from school.
I'm sorry. Can you jazz it up a little bit? I mean, you're talking to teenagers.
Hey, dude. You know, the college thing, there's something up with that. But is that the whole deal? I'm not so sure. You want to check out the options. Things like, apprenticeships. There are options, dude or dudette.
You know, I have to be honest, you're kind of awesome at that.
Okay, so they're having fun with it there. But the high cost of college is no joke. A new program in San Francisco is trying to get parents thinking about saving for college early, kindergarten early. KALW's Jen Chien explains the city's landmark savings program called Kindergarten to College.
Do you know how much it is?
$50.
$50 for today, okay.
Yeah. At the Castro branch of Citibank in San Francisco, kindergartner Matt Levizadeh is about to make his very first bank deposit.
All right. Thanks so much for making a deposit. There's your receipt for the $50.
Okay, thank you.
After he makes his deposit, Matt and his mom, Adi Atasara, make their way over to a table where a plate of cookies, coloring books, and a clear plastic piggy bank await them.
And he's a year of pig, so it's good. So you have a piggy bank.
They're getting those goodies today thanks to the Kindergarten to College Savings Program, a collaboration between the San Francisco City Treasurer's Office and the school district. The seeds for the program were sown by a study Treasurer Jose Cisneros read about a few years ago.
This study showed that if a child was raised with a college savings account in the child's name, that child was like something like 4 to 6 times more likely to go to college than a child without a similar account.
And surprisingly, it didn't seem to matter if there was actually enough money in the account to fully pay for college.
And it actually didn't seem to matter if there was really enough money in the account to make a difference towards college costs.
Cisneros and his staff got to thinking, what if they could bring that to all the kids in San Francisco? He says most parents want to save for their kids' college education.
But particularly for a low-income family, you know, other things come up, it's hard to put money away, time, you know, kind of moves by, and pretty soon the kid is in high school or facing college, and oh my gosh, I just never got a chance to save anything.
Cisneros oversees a special department that focuses on low-income San Franciscans. And it created a program where every family in the school district with a child entering kindergarten would get a savings account. This account is set up automatically. No paperwork to fill out, no hoops to jump through. Parents receive a letter at the beginning of the school year telling them the account is there and that there's some seed money already in it.
Because the CDY, they give you the initial 50 bucks.
When Kai Guan's son was enrolled in kindergarten to college during its first pilot phase 2 years ago.
My name is Victor Guan, and I'm in second grade in Golden De Lao Elementary.
Victor's dad says he likes the program's incentives, like bonuses for regular deposits and matching funds.
And then you put first 100, the CD match up 100. That's it.
The accounts can be tracked online. Direct deposits can be set up.
I put money in every paycheck period, a direct deposit.
Each individual kid's savings account is actually a sub-account under one large one held by the city, as Treasurer Cisneros explains.
We get enough information from the school district, like the child's name, the parent's name, the home address, so that we can open up the account. But we actually ultimately retain control of the account, and we're the official account holders of record when it comes to the legal matters.
This means that even for families that might not have the right documentation due to immigration status or might not be able to spare the money for an initial deposit, they can still start saving for their child's education. Cisneros hopes the program will have an added benefit, increasing financial literacy, especially among low-income families.
There's a lot of misunderstanding around, you know, do low-income families really even have the possibility or the ability at all to save for a long-term goal like that? What study after study has shown is that individuals and families at all income levels can find a way to save.
It's a good goal, but it's not necessarily bearing out in the city yet. So far, out of about 8,000 kindergarten to college savings accounts, only around 1,000 are receiving regular deposits. That's roughly 12%. It may seem pretty low, but consider the dismal personal savings rate of the American public as a whole. Last year, it was less than 4%. In 2005, it was down to 1%. Compared to that, kindergarten to college's 12% looks pretty good. Olivia Johnson, whose son is a kindergartner enrolled in the program, thinks it's a smart investment for the city.
We're all going through financial struggles. I mean, you have parents who, on a basis of trying to figure out whether I feed my children or do I pay my rent or mortgage this month. So I think anything that can possibly help that the city of San Francisco can give to any students here would be great.
Even as the costs of college continue to rise, higher education is still a big step on the path to a good income and a comfortable adulthood. With the kindergarten to college program, kids are getting their feet on that path early, with a little push to a better future. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.